Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Hill Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now,
anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we've got a little open phones going here tonight. Let's go to San Dimas. Hi. We're not going to talk anymore, dear, about the television thing, okay?
Oh, I know that, Phil. I'm really calling in about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
All right, that's what my, I guess that's what you put up there, Mike, right? JonBenet Ramsey?
Yes. The grand jury in Boulder, Colorado, has decided that there's not sufficient evidence to proceed with the case. And we really feel let down about this from a couple of standpoints. I'm a senior citizen. I live in a community, and we have followed the terrible murder of this pretty little girl, and this terrible murder, and we have followed this case for the 3 years that they have been investigating this, and we have followed it on television and on the internet as well, and now the grand jury has said that this is not to be pursued, that they don't have the evidence. And we really feel let down. I think there are millions of Americans who have been following this very carefully. We have a number of us here.
Okay, now, dear, slow down for a minute. Do you live in a senior home?
Well, yes, I live at Mountain Villa, and that is in San Dimas.
Is that a retirement village?
Yes, there are some 200 seniors here. And we do follow the all of the news, obviously, but we've been particularly interested in this pretty little girl's murder, and to find out what is going on. No crime scene photos have been released. There has not been a shred of information beyond what we've been told. And you realize that when you have 200 people who have followed this so carefully and so closely, as I was saying to your screener, there are a lot of us who have cut the newspaper articles out and have followed the tabloid stories as well as in the legitimate press. And we have a big collection of these stories. And I have been waiting and waiting for the grand jury, and now they decide that they're not going to indict anyone. And I suppose that means that this case is for all intents and purposes, over.
Well, it looks to me like it is, unless they have any additional information that they're not releasing. And
well, if it is over, then what, by way of explanation, are they going to provide those of us who have followed this pretty little girl's murder and have followed this very carefully? We did not see any of the crime scene photos. We didn't see the crime scene photos in this case, but we did see them in the OJ, and a lot of us here were following that. We saw them in the Menendez case, and I'm very interested in this. And we are seniors. We have a lot of time to follow these crimes.
What is the complaint?
Well, Phil, my complaint is that we are now... The case has suddenly been dropped. We really, beyond the other things that we do here, we don't... I'm very, very old. I'm on in years, Phil. I just turned 80.
Well, you sound pretty good for 80.
Well, thank you. But I live here in this home. My husband passed on 5 years ago.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
And I feel very empty now. And there's so much that I got out of this case, you understand. And where we live now, I don't have much to do during the day. And when you're young, as you are, and I'm sure many of the people who call your show are very young, but I'm old, and I don't have much to do anymore. And this was a little bit of interest for us, following this pretty little girl's murder and what happened to her. Because beyond some of the trips that we take, you know, Phil.
Are you saying that you don't have a lot to do now?
I don't know. My husband died 5 years ago, and I don't. There isn't anything for us here. You know, they try to do some projects for us. We've gone to Laughlin, Nevada, for some trips, and you know, I do calisthenics, but this was so much a part of my life. This pretty little girl and this terrible murder, and now there's nothing really for us. And there's 200 of us that were following this.
So you're saying that now that the grand jury there in Boulder has not returned any indictment?
We really don't have a lot to do, and it's not pleasant, you know, when you're living in a retirement home. We sometimes take trips to Laughlin, or we have our seniors dance, but day to day, and why would they do this without some resolution? And this poor little girl... And the murder that was committed, 3 years of hype, you know, and they let you down. And my son visits me not very often. I have a son.
And does he visit you much?
He visits me on an irregular basis. It was a small kindness that we had the JonBenet Ramsey case and. This little girl's murder that we were able to fall on television and the tabloids. And there's not really very much now for us to do. And why can't... Is there a way that they can, I don't know, bring some of this back?
Ma'am, I don't know that there's any way they can bring this back.
Because I get, with the death of my husband, I get so lonesome, you know. And this was a way for us to get together and do something. And we are all interested in a lot of these stories, you know. This pretty little girl, her murder was so tragic. But there are a lot of fascinating aspects to the case, you know. And...
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. Your son visits you not often?
My son doesn't visit me, no, and my husband passed on. And it was one thing we could get together in the television room and follow the JonBenet Ramsey case and, you know, and look at the crime scene photos. They did not show the crime scene photos. They said they were going to show the crime scene photos, and they did not do that. And they were going to show us a lot of things, and now...
Well, the DA, my understanding is, does not have sufficient evidence, I believe, is the way they phrase that, to charge anyone. Okay?
I understand, yes.
And so, the case, for all intents and purposes, yes, is over.
Why, I would like to know who can be held accountable for building up all of this hype and for making us believe... that they were on their way to some resolution for 3 years. And do you know that every 2 months we are taken to the Los Angeles County, because a lot of us are very interested in different aspects of crime, and we watch the court TV.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are taken over to the Los Angeles County morgue. This is where they keep a lot of the crime victims. And we are allowed, and we are given a tour by one of the people that works there to see the different corpses and the cadavers that they have in the drawers.
And now, why do you guys go see that?
Because we're very interested. Yesterday we saw he pulled a drawer out, and there was a crack whore in there. And there was the man said it was a pimp who'd been strangled by his crack whore.
And did you? Why do you guys like this?
Because we're interested in the different crime, and the resolution of that. But these people should be held accountable, because for 3 years this was a very big part of 200 of our lives here at the senior home.
And well, what is your name, dear?
Phil, my name is Viola, and we enjoy listening to your program.
Now, can I ask you to hang on the line?
Certainly, yes.
All right, hold on. Viola there, she lives at a senior home, and apparently now without the JonBenet Ramsey case to follow, there is not a lot for them to do. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. She mentioned something, an interesting thing she said. Millions of us who followed this story feel cheated. And I wonder if you feel that way. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Hi, Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686. Viola?
Hi. Yes, Phil.
All right. Now, you're talking about the JonBenet Ramsey case and that you live at a senior home. We found out that this is in San Dimas. This is called Mountain Villa?
Yeah, Mountain Villa is a retirement home.
But it's called Mountain Villa. It's a senior home?
Yes, it is.
And so the group of you would get together and you talk about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Well, I believe, Phil, that we are entitled to an answer. They have, by concluding this case, they have disappointed millions of Americans who wanted a resolution. I am not a young woman anymore. I have just passed 80 years of age in August of this year. And I think that when you devote 3 years of your life to this pretty little girl's murder, and they now don't have the case is not on the TV.
I understand.
And so I'm so disappointed, you know, that it was something we looked forward to.
To watch about, to read about the case.
It was a big build-up, I think, and they built everybody, not like on the O.J. On the O.J., there was a resolution, but they let you down, you know.
All right, dear. Pocatello here on the Phil Hendry Show. Find out if anybody else feels this way. Pocatello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hi there.
Yes.
I just wonder if this lady, and I don't want to cause any disrespect here or anything, but doesn't she have anything better to do? This is a morbid...
Well, I'm. You know, when you're 80 years of age, and your son doesn't visit you, but you know, every few months, and I've tried to live a good life, but I'm very. There isn't a lot for an older person.
But couldn't you take up gardening? Don't you play bingo?
Oh, no, we that's something that the other seniors. We are interested. We have a true crime club here at Mountain Villa, and there are about 50 of us who enjoy following these cases.
And but it's so absolutely morbid.
No, I really want to know who killed this pretty little girl and why this. And they didn't show any of the crime scene photos.
But why would you want to? Why would you want to see something that horrible?
Well, you have.
I've walked past bookstores.
That's public
and they
record.
They have books on O.J. Simpson and what he allegedly did.
Uh-huh.
I won't even pick one up.
Well, that's public record, and we have the right to see those.
Oh.
And also you know, we go every 2 months to the Los Angeles County Morgue, where they will show you the people who've been victimized.
I think this is just absolutely sick. I'm from Canada.
Well, why is that sick? She has an interest in crime. I mean, there's a lot of people who have an interest in crime and have an interest in true crime.
So would it be better to indict somebody who is innocent for this woman?
Well, I don't think anybody's saying that.
I
beg your pardon?
Would it be better
to
indict
murder.
Somebody who's innocent for this woman's entertainment value? Because that's really all it is.
The O.J. murder.
That O.J. Simpson received.
No, that's not true. The O.J. murder brought us great joy to follow that murder trial, and you remember how America was brought together by the murder of that woman.
I saw in Canada from America being brought together by the O.J. Simpson trial involved the burning of Los Angeles.
The burning of Los Angeles was.
Oh Rodney, no! Wait, that was
Rodney King.
That was
you
Rodney
know, and
King.
That's why we try to stay up on. Yeah, they're black. Both of them were black, but they're different people.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call.
It's all entertainment. That's why we love television. And we were so, we would look forward to all the news about this pretty little girl's murder and the different police who talked about it. And
do you have an idea who did it?
Oh, I think the father did it. Oh, I think, yes, the father did it, and the wife had something to do with that. But we'll never know now, and I don't have any other interests.
All right, let me go to Hollywood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I'm from Hollywood, and I'm a mystery writer.
Yes, sir.
Screenwriter, and
yes,
I write, like, true crime stories, but I fictionalize them a lot. And I think what this woman's saying has kind of, like, a dual nature to it in the sense that, on the one hand, like, it's very good that she gets involved in the crime. Perhaps she sounds like almost she has a knowledge of forensics and stuff, perhaps. Is this true?
Well, they have brought us over. The Los Angeles police have come over with different materials they've shown us, yes.
Yeah, and I
so you guys have got this club, right?
We have a crime club, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's great, because actually I'm when I write, I do all that research and stuff. I haven't actually been able to get to the L.A. morgue like
yourself. That is a trip you should
yeah,
take.
I'd be actually very fascinated in doing that.
We but saw a crack whore that had been...
Right. I have
well,
to say that...
No, it's not funny.
Oh, I know that. I know. It's just the way you said it, actually, coming from an 80-year-old woman.
Exactly.
Well, but that's what the man told us. She was a crack whore.
I think the bad nature to this whole deal, as I said, there's kind of a dual nature to this. I think that...
sensationalizing a death.
It becomes almost like a...
You've heard this before.
It becomes like almost like a soap opera in a sense.
Well, this pretty little girl was murdered, and we wanted to find out.
This is true, but, you know, there's pretty little girls murdered all over the United States. You
but
know,
they're not,
so many...
not as interesting as this one. Don't you think she's more interesting?
You know what? Because the media has made it this fiasco, I think, almost like a...
Well, she was... You know what she was? She was a little... she was a little model. She was on.
That's saying that models, you know.
And there was a sex aspect to this.
Well, that's even more disturbing, Harry. I think there's little girls who are murdered who are, you know, like cheerleaders, and they're.
I know.
And I mean, I think this has become like a media almost.
I'd like to hear more about the the cheerleader aspect, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I got to take a break. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Hendry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también green card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrhea.
And we're back. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Viola, you have a crime club. Is it called a? Is that what you call it? At Mountain Villa, is it a crime club? Hello, dear. Are you there?
Yes.
The club that you belong to?
Yes.
Is that a crime club?
Yes, we call that a crime club. There's 50 of us here at Mountain Villa. And we enjoy following different stories in the news. And the JonBenet Ramsey story we had followed for 3 years until the grand jury had decided that they wouldn't, you know, have a resolution. And my life... since my husband died, is not very full, and this was a way for us to get together.
Can you tell me about the trips that you take to the morgue? You go to the L.A. County Morgue?
Every couple of months, yes. We arrange with the people at L.A. County to take us to where they store indigents, a lot of the dead bodies that they find. And
you've been there recently?
We went because of the JonBenet Ramsey. We wanted to familiarize ourselves with the...
With the look of a dead body?
With how a dead body looks and how they store them. And we saw a crack whore. And we saw a pimp who had been strangled. This is what the people told us.
I understand.
A pimp who had been strangled by a crack whore, and one that was very sad. We saw a baby that had fallen off of a motorcycle on the freeway, and that...
Good Lord.
Yes, and they have them in drawers, so you go from drawer to drawer.
What do you mean, drawers where, in the morgue?
Yeah, they keep the bodies in drawers, and you go from one drawer to the next. And the men told us, now here we have a baby that had fallen off of a motorcycle on the freeway, and here is a man who was lighting a cigarette on a gas stove, and that kind of thing, you know.
And the crack whore thing he told you about?
He told us the story, yes.
All right, West Los Angeles, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
I'm on the air?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. I'm trying to think of anything more messed up than Viola or anyone more messed up, and I'm just not coming up with anyone. Now, this is the weirdest thing I've heard in my whole life. She hangs out at morgues.
No,
the only,
we have a true crime club, and we follow crime and different crime stories.
The only thing that bums her out about this horrible murder is just that her entertainment's now come to an end.
Well, what is your,
your
problem?
No regrets at all about the fact that the killer got off scot-free. I haven't heard her mention that at all.
Oh, we want
the
resolution.
The only regret
to this.
that she's described at all is that the circus is over and her
it's time to go home. We want. What is your problem? What's your problem?
Well, I just think your values are sort of
I'm 80 years of age and I have no one left in my family. And I hope someday that when you are my age, if you reach my age, and you should go down to the L.A. County Morgue and see a lot of the young men who haven't reached the age of 80.
Well, I certainly won't be hanging out at the morgue, whether I'm 30, which I almost am, or 80. Weird way to spend one's time.
No, but I'll tell you that the pimp that we saw was not much older than you.
Well, he made a choice.
Yes, he did. And what we try to do is look at these crimes and solve them in our own way. And this is fun for us. We have T-shirts that say Crime Club. We have a different picture of a victim on the back, depending on what case we're following.
This is a serial murderer trading card.
There are serial murderers. You have a Crime Club T-shirt?
We have our Crime Club T-shirt that the people at Mountain Villa made for us.
Visit to Charlie Manson in the Big House?
I didn't hear you.
I said, what's next? A visit to Charlie Manson in jail?
Well, what would be wrong with talking to these people and finding out what motivates them? Are you afraid? I'm not afraid. I'm 80 years old, and I left fear behind me a long time ago. Let
me ask you something. You have T-shirts that say Crime Club with a picture of JonBenet Ramsey on the back.
That is the current case we're looking at, yes.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
If you let fear rule your life, sir, you're lost, and a lot of these young people. And the pimp that we saw today at the L.A. County Morgue that had been strangled by his crack whore wasn't much older than that young man.
Well, that does mean we all have to go down to the L.A. County Morgue or any morgue in any city that we live in and look at the dead bodies?
It's interesting. I don't know how else to put it. We saw a pimp, we saw a crack whore, and a baby that had fallen from the back of a motorcycle. And it's interesting in that way to see that and to try to understand that.
All right, here is Sacramento on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean any disrespect, but I've got a hard time even swallowing that you're an 80-year-old woman, first of all. But besides the point, absolutely, there's something wrong. If you see, the reason
wrong.
That they
when people
on TV,
bury their heads in the sand, that's when there's something wrong.
Excuse me. The reason that things were on TV are to inform the public, and there is an entertainment value. That's the only reason they're doing it, because they're making money on it. But it is to inform the public of what's going on and how a case works. I understand. I don't have a problem with that personally. I don't like watching these autopsy shows. I don't like watching these crime shows, that kind of stuff. That's just my own thing. I don't have a problem with anybody else that does that.
That's your choice.
What I think the problem is, though, is wanting to see dead bodies. I mean, if he would have come to this conversation and said that you're the reason for the club is to perhaps not help, you know, help the police, but, research it as much to make your own decision.
Well, isn't that what she's saying? Isn't that what she's saying? I mean,
I don't think so.
We didn't see any dead pictures of John Bonet being murdered.
We didn't see the crime scene photos.
Right. We didn't see the crime scene photos. Right.
Right. That's exactly right. So where does that warrant going to a morgue? I don't understand
because
that.
We're interested in different ways life ends, because it helps us deal with our own mortality. And when you're involved in, today we went to the morgue and I mentioned we saw a pimp, we saw a crack whore, we saw a man who had been in a home explosion.
Isn't this stuff gruesome?
No, for us it's very interesting, because this is the way people, we saw a baby that had fallen from a motorcycle.
Have you ever seen anything like that? Yes, I have. I have family that's in the funeral home business in Illinois, and I've seen plenty of dead bodies.
I'll tell you what this is about.
First of all, I'm in disagreement with any morgue letting any group of people, regardless of what the situation is, to view a dead body unless you have written permission from the family. I don't think that's even anybody's business unless you're a professional medical person.
Let me tell you what this is. And what is your name?
My name is Jim.
Jim, we don't trust the system. We want to draw our own conclusions. We are lied to every day by the government. And to be able to go into the morgue and to see the pimp and all of that, we can draw our own conclusions. Okay.
What conclusion do you draw by that? I mean, if you're, what conclusion do you draw about seeing these people and whatever dark shady character they might be. What conclusion do you draw by the way that they died?
Well, you learn about the violence of people, and I'll ask you, your family's in the funeral home business. Have you ever seen a pimp strangled by a crack whore?
Absolutely not, but I'm 25 years old and I've been shot two times.
Well, all right, well,
I think I kind of know what kind of violent society we have. And you know what? I don't think I'd want people coming in and looking at me, and I don't see what the learning thing. I could see you've got some people. Excuse me. I understand if you had some people younger and they were doing bad, like the scared straight type deal. You had some high school kids that were bad into gangs and the drugs. Right. Hey, you know what? Take them to the morgue. Show them that kind of stuff.
Well, maybe that
would scare them straight. But I don't see what kind of research you could possibly be doing on. I mean, true crime. That's a cool thing, you know, finding the inner workings of the law,
You need to understand that pimps and whores have no family to give permission. All right, they are the crack whore that we saw today, and she'd been shot, I think, 8 or 9 times through the face.
Good God, how can you? I don't have the stomach for that.
Well, that's fine. That's your decision, but it relaxes me. It takes my mind off of my problems. I think it's fascinating.
It relaxes you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It relaxes me. We saw the baby. You should have seen. Do you know what a baby falling off of a motorcycle? Do you know what at 70 miles an hour? What do you think the baby looked like?
Did you come into being as And, you know, I know the older you get,
we all went outside and had a cigarette.
Less things shock you because you've seen more over your life. And I know just being 25, stuff like that,
that's right, Jim, that I've seen doesn't shock me anymore.
You get to the point when you're 80 years old where nothing like that shocks you, and you find that fascinating?
Well, it's not that it isn't shocking. It's just that it's relaxing, I think.
It's relaxing to go in and see a baby that fell off the back of a motorcycle.
It's hard for you to understand, I know, but...
it's relaxing.
It's the word that comes to mind, yes.
Atlanta, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. There are so many young children, young people out in high schools and middle schools who could benefit from having someone like you just to come and talk to them about... crime prevention and about other problems
that
people are faced with today.
We don't want to do that. That's
but,
not exciting.
But that's something that a lady of your age, you know, should really be into. It would help fill some of those empty spaces in your life, I think.
But you should have seen this crack whore that we saw today.
I understand that, ma'am. I understand that. I am in law myself, and believe me, what I hear on a daily basis is enough. I don't need to visit those type places. What we need now is we need more people who are adults, who can lead our young people away from all of this, and who can talk to them, and who can be shining examples. And a lady of your age could be a wonderful shining example to young people who, if they lead a good life, and if they do the right things, they can live a long, lengthy life.
But you're black, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I'll bet you've seen some things, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Fortunately for me, I come from a very nice upper middle class family, I have not seen some things, and I have been very well educated, and I come from a good educated family. There are things in life that we all see.
Mr. Russell told us over at Mountain Villa that a lot of the black people, you know, and aren't you from the street?
No, ma'am. I've never been in the streets.
Well, what do they call that, Phil? The ghetto or the...
This lady said she's from an upper middle class family, okay, and she's she hasn't seen that.
Well, I grew up and I never got to see, you know, a crack whore or a pimp who'd been strangled.
But I'm not desirous of seeing those kind of things, because those kind of things bring sadness to the world, and they bring sadness to other people's lives.
It's very, very sad to see that.
But
yes,
why would the two of you keep me from having fun?
Well, if that's your idea of fun, take it from a master's degree psychology person. You need help. You really do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I raised three
sons.
I raised a son. I was married.
That's why your son doesn't visit you, because you are still not willing to accept what may be some frailties in your life.
Let me ask you, Viola, why would you go to the morgue like that?
Well, first of all, we don't get HBO. Okay. They don't allow us HBO or any of the cable. And for us, going to the morgue is, if you can't watch television and see that, then I like to go and go to the morgue and go through the drawers, you know? Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, you heard the lady. She thinks you're sick.
I'm sick?
Yes, I do think so. And
because
that's unfortunate.
It's relaxing to see the corpses.
Well, anyway...
Thank you very much for your call. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-44. It's relaxing to see the corpses, and we don't have HBO. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. Lady called the show here earlier. She is with a group of senior citizens who are disappointed that the JonBenet Ramsey case has not been resolved, because you're in a true crime club, I understand. You mentioned something about JonBenet Ramsey's crime photos, correct?
Phil, the crime photos of JonBenet Ramsey were not released, and so we had a police artist come in and sketch for us what he thinks they might have looked like. And
are you in possession of these?
I have them, and there are copies that some of the other members of our club have. And for me, I look at that, and I think that poor little girl, and I'll get these pictures out and look at them, and I get a sort of, I don't know what you'd want to call it, there's a certain kind of relaxation, you know, that I get. And
you're looking at a charcoal. What is this? A drawing of JonBenet Ramsey's crime scene?
Of what a police artist thinks might have happened.
And you have these pictures?
I have one of the pictures, yes. And I'm relaxed by it, not because of the terrible mayhem, but because of the. I don't know how to say this. It's just relaxing. I'll tell you, we went to the morgue last month. And
wait, it's relaxing to see these crime photos?
It's relaxing to speculate.
As to what happened?
As to what happened, yes. There was a man, we went to the morgue the other day, and they pulled a drawer out. I think it was drawer 6. And, oh, boy. You know what happened to him? He fell asleep in a dumpster, and they loaded him into one of those garbage trucks, and, oh, boy, I don't want to...
And they loaded him into the garbage truck and what?
Well, you can imagine. They put him through the old meat grinder. You know, they've got one of those...
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, and we saw... And they showed us the seagulls got to him, too.
And you pulled the
Well, the man pulled... It was drawer 6, so the pimp, the crack whore, was in drawer 4, in drawer 6. But you look at this and you go, well, look at that. Isn't that something? And the man will say, well, this man was fed through a trash compactor. This man was shot 6 times. And it's just, you know, I take notes and I have my headphones on.
Well, there are a lot of people who are calling tonight saying that this is morbid, that you have a morbid fixation on this kind of thing, and that you are that you have a mental problem. Do you think so?
I'll tell you that I am 80 years of age. I love the world. I have a son and a grandchild. I don't think there's anything wrong with me that is that bad.
Are you violent?
No, I'm not violent at all. I just think, Phil, that someone should be held accountable for what has gone on, and that the JonBenet Ramsey DA's office should tell us what the outcome will be, because there are 200 of us here at Mountain Villa Retirement Village who followed this case, and there are millions of Americans who followed this case. And there are millions of Americans who wanted to see the crime of the photos, and we were denied that. And now I've got to go to the morgue and get, you know, a little relaxation there.
Because you're not getting your relaxation with the JonBenet. You know, you're going to the morgue.
I have to go to the... We'll double up our morgue trips now. If I can't get my you know, if I can't get a couple of kicks... You know, watching the JonBenet deal, then what's the point? So now I've got to get my kicks at the morgue? What's up with that?
I don't know. It sounds to me like you need help.
Well, my Social Security goes to the bus fare. And
all of it?
Well, there's a lot of trips back and forth to L.A. County. We're in San Dimas and to the morgue downtown.
How much do you get in Social Security? What do you get, about $800 a month?
Most of that will go to the bus fare, yeah. Because I'll tell you who, Joe Bernard, who's in our crime club, he came over the other day. Oh my God! He said, "Oh my Christ, they got another jumper." And you know what a jumper is?
No.
That's a man who jumps out of a. They got another jumper. He's in drawer 12. So holy Christ, Phil, we dropped everything. We got into the bus, and I've even seen some old friends. And as it turned out, the jumper was Paul Riley, who had been living here, and they opened up the drawer, and I said, "Sweet Christ, it's Paul." And we all, oh, look at that. So
there was a guy that was living at the old folks' home, and he jumped out of a building?
Good old Paul, yeah, he did. He was staying downtown, and I guess one day he said, "Screw it," and went sailing out of the building.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm very scared.
Well, he made a stand. He made a little bit of a stain.